Well, today we're going to be talking about going back to school. Seems like an appropriate time, I suppose. Since, what, is it tomorrow? Tomorrow it starts, or is it tomorrow? You already started, okay. And we've got others. I know Sarah is starting a new experience this coming year. She's going into high school for the first time. And are you, what grade are you in seventh? Okay, so you will be continuing in middle school, right? But Jessica is a new experience, going into kindergarten. And Christopher, what grade will you be going into? Third grade. So you're one of the experienced kids there in the elementary school. Okay. Yeah. What I remembered when I was thinking about this morning, going to new schools or starting a new school year, I can remember going into junior high for the first time. And it was going to a school where everything was in one building. You know, a lot of schools nowadays, they're strung out in a lot of different buildings, but everything was in one building, had a basement and three floors above that. And I, in spite of the fact that I was a junior high person, I was kind of lost, and I needed a map to get around. And I think Anna will probably find that true when she gets to Rickards, or not to Rickards, to God, yeah, you were talking about Rick, but gets to God, because this kind of strung out, and she's going to need a map. Yeah, you need a map to get around. And it just seems like every time you go to a new school, the map keeps getting more complicated, as a matter of fact. Yeah, Robert is going to school, and he needs a map of the state of Georgia to get into Atlanta, and a map of Atlanta to get into Georgia Tech, and he needs a map of Georgia Tech to try and find that building down there across from the football stadium where he's going to be spending all his time. But anyway, you need lots of maps to get around, and it just seems to get more complicated all the time. But when you get there, you usually find out that there are people like Christopher that have been there for a while and can help you. And people like Sarah, who's been there at school for a while, and when you see people coming in that are lost and looking lost, then they'll know that they can ask you, and you can know that you're going to help them to get around. And hopefully Robert will find somebody that will take pity on him looking like a lost little freshman up there at Georgia Tech and help him to get around as well. Okay. Well, you know, it doesn't stop with school. There's all the time people are looking for maps to find their way around. And it's true in life as well. A lot of times people just aren't sure what they want to do with their lives or what they want to do, and they need a map. And what we've been told is that there is a map that's going to help you, not just in school, but throughout your life. And does that look like a map book? Not really. What does it look like? It looks like a Bible. You know, there's one printing in the Bible that's called the way, and the way is the path that you want to follow. That's the what you look for on a map, is the way, because Jesus once said in the Bible, he said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life," and that's because he provides the path that you're supposed to follow. And when you are wondering in your life where the map is that's going to show you the way, I hope you'll remember to pick up the Bible and look again there to find the way. Jessica, I know that you're going to be excited because you're just starting in the biggest experience, and that's where you start learning those words and start reading those things for yourself. Ah, no, it's exciting because you can finally, it won't be too many years, and you'll be able to pick up that big old map book, the Bible, and you'll be able to listen to all those stories that you've been told and read them for yourselves and start to find the truths yourself. But, okay, so the challenge is for all of you as you're getting to your new school to follow the map, to look for people that are going to help you, and if you can, to help them